My name's Dr. Sandra Cabone. I'm a medical doctor who's been researching liver disease for over 30 years. And I'm here today with well-known naturopath and author Margaret Jasinska. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. Great to be with you today.
Yes. And we're talking about fatty liver disease. And this is a very important subject because it is so common. And what Margaret and I find is in our various medical clinics and through our health advisory service, we help a lot of people with fatty liver because they really don't get specific help anywhere else. And they're often told, well, don't worry about a fatty liver. It's pretty normal these days. Or don't worry about it. I've even got a fatty liver myself. Or there's nothing you can do about fatty liver. There's no drugs for it. There's no treatment. Or just go home and don't eat fat. So often patients are told the wrong thing and they become confused and obviously demotivated. But it's very, very important that people understand about fatty liver because in the majority of cases you can reverse it and you can get rid of all the symptoms. So even though fatty liver can be serious, it can also be reversed. And it's important to check your liver regularly to see if it is becoming fatty. So, Margaret, tell us a little bit about your understanding of fatty liver.
Well, it's interesting because so many of the patients that come to our clinic have got a fatty liver. And like you said, Dr. Cabot, they're told, yes, well, you've got it and just either don't worry about it or go home and lose weight. But people don't realise the really harmful effects that fatty liver can have on their metabolism. Most people with a fatty liver have got insulin resistance, otherwise also known as Syndrome X. So it means that they don't burn fat very well. They find it very difficult to lose weight. They usually carry excess weight around their torso. They may feel bloated in their abdomen. They can feel tired and sluggish. Often their body overheats as well, because when the liver is stressed, when the liver is fatty, if there are raised liver enzymes, it generates too much heat, so people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and the liver can also affect your moods. You can feel very grumpy or a bit irritable, a bit angry, because metaphysically the liver is called the seat of anger. And the Chinese call it the general of the army of the body, so it affects everything. And if it's fatty, you can get a wide range of unpleasant symptoms. And these symptoms may not be understood as being related to your liver, but they are. And sometimes if you went to a Chinese doctor rather than a conventional Western doctor, you'd get a more accurate diagnosis. But fatty liver can present with no symptoms as well. So you may even think, oh, I'm okay, I don't have anything wrong with my liver. And you wouldn't know you had a fatty liver unless you had an ultrasound scan of your liver, or it may show as elevated liver enzymes in a blood test for liver function, or you may find you're just overweight and you can't lose weight no matter what you try, or you've got a roll of fat around your upper abdomen, which we call the liver roll or a muffin roll, very frustrating. So it is important if you have stubborn symptoms to have a liver function test. And particularly if you're tired, you know, you may put it down to overwork or just getting older or middle age spread, but it could be your liver. And, you know, liver problems are increasing today, particularly fatty liver. Margaret, would you like to tell us why?
Well, people are becoming overweight and insulin resistant. Much of the world is insulin resistant, meaning that they have too much of the hormone insulin in their bloodstream, so the insulin isn't working as well to burn the sugar, to burn the carbohydrate they've consumed in their diet. So instead, a lot of the calories from the carbohydrate people consume gets turned into fat and is stored in the liver, around the torso, around the abdominal organs, sometimes even inside the pancreas, around the heart, inside the arteries. So basically people are becoming fat on the inside, and you can have a fatty liver even if you appear to be a slim-looking person. You're just carrying excess weight in dangerous parts of your body.
Yeah, so if you've got this insulin resistance, which is elevated levels of the hormone insulin, when you eat carbohydrate, instead of burning it for energy, you turn it into fat. And you turn it into fat in your liver, or as Margaret said, around your abdominal organs, or even inside your arteries. And it's not necessarily just cholesterol. You know, we always portray cholesterol as the enemy, but it's a triglyceride fat. And this fat's very unhealthy, and when it's stored in our organs, particularly the liver, it releases dangerous free radicals which cause inflammation of the liver cells and damage your liver cells. So this is why long-term fatty liver can lead to a damaged liver and even cirrhosis and liver failure or liver cancer, which then requires a liver transplant. So it's very important to check your liver regularly. We can pick it up in the early to medium stages and we can reverse it. And we've done this in many, many of our patients. We've done a clinical study as well, which is on liverdoctor.com, and it shows that, you know, if the person with fatty liver is willing to change their diet a little bit, and take some supplements to improve their liver, that the results are dramatic. It really works very, very well, but it has to be specific. And Margaret and I, we've seen a lot of patients who've tried everything. You know, they've been overweight, they've been tired, they've been generally unwell with so-called mysterious symptoms for years, and they give up. But I often find that the liver is a problem. It's fatty, or it's overworked, or it's sluggish, it's toxic. And if we focus on the liver, they start to lose weight, they start to feel better. For the first time in many, many years, the liver is the key.
Yes, and patients just aren't given the right information. They're not given the tools, they're not given the know-how. A lot of the patients we see are very motivated, they do want to improve their health, but they're just not given the correct information. Their doctor will say, just do some exercise, just don't eat fat. Whereas, yes, of course, exercise is important, but that alone won't reverse a fatty liver. It's about the eating the right kind of fats, reducing the amount of carbohydrate you eat. There are specific formulas to support and help liver function, to help repair liver cells.
Yes.
There's so much that can be done, and the average person just doesn't have the tools.
That's right, Margaret. People are given kind of vague, confusing advice. And, you know, they're often told, don't eat fat. But fatty liver is caused by too much carbohydrate or damaged fat. And damaged fats are deep fried foods or processed vegetable fats, which are trans fats, and they go rancid. So you don't want a low-fat diet. You just want a healthy fat diet. So what would be some of the healthy fats that people could use?
Natural unprocessed fats, so things like extra virgin olive oil, avocado, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, and also animal fats such as duck fat, butter, lard even, ideally from organic sources. But the natural traditional fats that people have been consuming for hundreds of years that haven't been altered or modified in factories.
Yes. Unprocessed. Eggs are also a good source of fat, and if you're not dairy intolerant, you know, natural unprocessed cheeses are very good as well. And you want to balance the fat with plenty of vegetables. You need to eat a lot of plant food. Do you think that people should exclude starchy vegetables, Margaret?
I don't suggest they go overboard with potatoes. And look, it depends how overweight they are, and it depends on the context of their overall diet. So it's best that most of the vegetables you consume would be non-starchy green veggies. Some pumpkin is fine, carrots, sweet potato are fine, but other vegetables like leafy greens, broccoli, celery, zucchini, radishes, those vegetables have got basically zero sugar or carbohydrate content, so they're the better ones to focus on.
Yes, and especially initially, you may need to minimise the starchy vegetables. But once your insulin comes down and you start burning fat, you can gradually increase the amount of starchy vegetables. But for many people with severe insulin resistance, the culprit is grains, sugar, and processed fats, such as the processed vegetable oils or deep-fried rancid fats. So, you know, people don't realise that, and they're often told, well, you've got a fatty liver and you're a diabetic type 2, so you need regular carbohydrate to stabilise your blood sugar. But unfortunately, that advice often keeps the insulin level high, so the person cannot lose weight.
That's right, they never get anywhere. And yeah. these people are generally hungry types of people. They don't feel as satisfied after a meal. You know, they feel like they could eat all day, but they have to use a lot of willpower to stop themselves from doing that. That's another reason why it's so important to eat the natural unprocessed fats, because they're satiating. So you'll feel more full and satisfied. You won't have to white knuckle it. It's not going to be so much hard work to stick to a healthy diet.
Yes. So, you know, if you eat avocado and a piece of cheese and a bit of olive oil, you'll feel full for much longer. And your blood sugar won't be so unstable, because it's when your blood sugar drops that you get tremory, and you've got to have carbs. It's like you're addicted to it, and it's very, very hard not to eat the carbs. It's hard to resist. So if we can stabilise your blood sugar levels and bring your insulin level down, you're not nearly as hungry, and you will be satisfied, and you'll be a lot calmer. Because, you know, unstable blood sugar levels can make you feel a bit anxious and very, very tired. And also, there are some good supplements that can help to stabilise your blood sugar and to lower insulin, because they help your body's insulin to work better. And things that we often recommend for people is magnesium, a little bit of chromium, not too much. You know, some supplements are too high in chromium, but up to 30 to 50 micrograms a day.
Yes, and a lot of people who are insulin resistant and certainly type 2 diabetic, they excrete excess chromium in their urine, so they are deficient. So they do need some chromium in supplement form.
That's true, and they need extra magnesium. Magnesium is a miracle mineral that can really help blood sugar control and the metabolism of carbohydrates, also help your energy levels. And also, you can use herbs like bitter melon or gymnema.
Berberine. Don't forget berberine.
Berberine
is my favourite. There's nothing berberine can't fix, and particularly for someone who is insulin resistant, because berberine helps improve blood sugar control. It helps to get blood sugar down if it's elevated. It makes weight loss easier, and it also helps to correct abnormal blood fats. So if your cholesterol or triglycerides are elevated, berberine is wonderful for helping to bring them down.
Yes, and we have berberine on the Liver Doctor website, and there's a lot more information there. Berberine is a wonderful herb, and it's been studied, and it's comparable to the insulin-lowering effects of metformin. So it has got a lot of scientific evidence to back it up. So berberine, cinnamon, bitter melon, gymnema, magnesium, chromium, and of course, looking after your liver. If you have a fatty liver, you've got to help to repair the oxidative damage that has occurred in the liver from the build-up of unhealthy fats, which you do by having more salads and also more vegetables and taking a good liver formula that contains the St. Mary's thistle, or as some people call it, milk thistle, and selenium and N-acetylcysteine. And that can be all found combined together in one formula. So it doesn't have to be too expensive. But, you know, over the years, I've always been amazed. And after 30 years, I'm still learning that when you focus on the liver, you really see miraculous results in people that have tried everything. And, you know, I'll often say to people, look, you're the way you are because you've got a fatty liver. Your liver is storing fat. It should be burning fat. It is not breaking down toxins. Some toxins will build up in fat tissue and slow down the metabolism of fat tissue, and we call them obesogens. So detoxing the liver with a healthy diet and a liver formula is also very, very important.
Exactly. And another thing I love about your liver tonic, Livertone Plus, Dr. Gabeau, is it helps people to feel better quickly. Because when you make the liver healthier and when you help it to be more efficient, people have more energy, they're in a better frame of mind, their blood sugar control is healthier, because if you've got a fatty liver, you're more likely to get hypoglycemia. So if you're feeling better and your blood sugar is better, it's so much easier then to be motivated to follow through and have a healthy diet every day and do some exercise and look after yourself. So the Livertone Plus really helps patients to feel good, which just makes it such a much easier journey for them.
That's true. You know, Livertone Plus is the world's leading liver formula. It's been developed 20 years ago and it's been improved continually over those years. It's been studied clinically and been proven to work. And it is a very, very good, potent, synergistic formula. And it's very cost effective for people to take long term. And, you know, it's really so important to get your liver function checked annually, because if we can pick up that you've got a liver problem, we're able to reverse it. And there's many, many types of liver problems. Fatty liver is the most common, but fatty liver is often associated with autoimmune inflammation in your liver, such as primary biliary cirrhosis or sclerosing cholangitis, or autoimmune hepatitis. So, you know, that coexistence of different liver problems is not good, but the treatment is usually the same. You know, we have to use the natural formulas and the dietary modification, and you get very, very good results, because for a lot of liver problems, there is no magic drug. And indeed, some of the drugs that we use long-term can actually damage your liver. So we go with the approach of nutritional medicine first. And look, if you have any liver problems, look at my books, Fatty Liver, You Can Reverse It, and The Liver Cleansing Diet, and also our book, Diabetes 2, You Can Reverse It. So thanks for listening in today, and I hope you've learned something that will help you for the rest of your life. And if you want great energy, remember, the liver is the metabolic factory of your body and produces the energy you need to feel good every day, no matter how old you are. So thanks, Margaret.
Thank you, Dr. Gabeau, and thank you to everyone for listening.